This goes to Dr. Marcin, M-A-R-C-I-N, like November, Jankowski. It's J-A-N-K-O-W-S-K-I. Fax 231-348-2515. Regarding Avis, A-V-I-S, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N. Date of birth is June 19th of 1944. Dear Dr. Jankowski, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Jensen with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, primary hyperparathyroidism with hypercalcemia and hypertension. Her last visit was August 2nd of 2021. She's feeling well. She has lost 3 pounds over the last 6 months, but denies any hospitalizations or procedures. She got three of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccinations without any side effects or adverse events, and she's not had COVID-19 infection to her knowledge. No nausea, vomiting, bowel changes, blood, or melena. She denies cloudiness or blood in the urine. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan 50 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight is 160 pounds, pulse 78, blood pressure 125 over 66. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 7th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.3, sodium 137, potassium is 4.4, bicarbonate 25, calcium is 11, that's the same value we had 6 months ago, phosphorus 2.8, vitamin D 25OH is 43. Her intact parathyroid hormone is 145. The previous value we have is 146.7. Her hemoglobin is 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, primary hyperparathyroidism with hypercalcemia that is stable. We did do a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan August 19th of 2021, and there was no evidence of parathyroid adenoma in any of the glands. So the primary hyperparathyroidism is probably generalized and maybe in all four glands. The patient was very intolerant of Sensipar. It made her very nauseous, and she had vomiting when she tried it. So she's intolerant of the oral medication to treat hypercalcemia. But we will continue to monitor it, and she will avoid oral calcium supplements. And her labs will be checked every 3 to 6 months, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.